USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has lit a political firestorm, admitting that the administration has discussed the idea of moving migrant detainees to cities that protect illegal immigrants. He wants to bring a change to the immigration policy.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people, and they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
California is home to several sanctuary cities which refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials. The president's position appeared to catch DHS officials off guard. Critics say the president is using migrants as pawns to go after political opponents. Democratic presidential contender Pete Buttigieg has blasted Vice President Mike Pence's cultural and religious conservatism. Pence said they used to have a great working relationship. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A young boy is in critical condition after plunging three stories at the Mall of America south of Minneapolis. Witnesses say the five-year-old was pushed off the balcony.
We have a report over on the south side that someone just fell from the third floor to the first floor.
We're actively trying to figure out why this occurred, whether it was an interaction up on the floor.
24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda was charged with attempted homicide. Security is set for the big race coming up Monday in Boston. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Boston city officials held a news conference Friday on security preparations for the Boston Marathon. Mayor Marty Walsh says police staffing levels will be typical for the marathon.
We're going to maintain our normal staffing levels in our neighborhoods and throughout the city of Boston. So as we see a larger presence in Boston, we are going to be still covering all of our districts to make sure that everyone in the city of Boston is safe that day.
On Monday, Boston will host the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Congress is beginning its two-week spring recess with Democrats and Republicans pointing fingers at each other, as USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The fingers are being pointed because lawmakers left town without approving a disaster relief bill, the deal breaker, additional hurricane recovery funds for Puerto Rico. Democrats blame Republicans for following President Trump's refusal to approve more money for that U.S. territory, even though it's still suffering from two huge hurricanes that slammed the island in 2017. Republicans blaming Democrats for introducing bills they know the president will veto, saying that's delaying help to Midwestern states that are recovering from this year's devastating floods. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president says 5G networks will transform the U.S., especially in rural America. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump delivered remarks Friday at the White House on 5G network deployment in the United States.
Cellular communications, networks, it's all about 5G now. We were 4G and everybody was saying we have to get 4G. Before that, we have to get 3G. And now we have to get 5G, and 5G is a big deal. And that's going to be there for a while. And I guess at some point we'll be talking to you about number 6. What do you think?
He says he wants to roll out the technology before China. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.